Time to talk a little bit about the Eagles offense. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with offensive coordinator Frank Reich. And Frank, let's talk about where this offense is after four games. How do you feel about things just in general?
I think we're made some good strides. You know, you go with a quarterback who is named starter week one and a rookie quarterback. Carson's done very well. And the main reason is he's got good talent around him. So we've made good strides in the running game. It's been consistently getting better. And I think we're at an area right now that's going to help any quarterback, but especially a young quarterback.
Are you seeing things that defenses are doing that would indicate that they've kind of feel like they know you a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think so. Teams are always going to, once you get formational stuff and tendencies, teams, because we're always trying to counter that stuff as well. I haven't felt that at this point.
Okay. Let's talk about Carson and the development. Week one through the fourth game, where has he improved the most?
I think it's the consistency of the decision-making. Now when you throw 30-some passes a game, that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure on you to make a lot of good decisions. And the fact that, we've gone four games and he's thrown one interception, and that doesn't even tell you all the other good little the decisions within the decisions that you make. So there's been a lot of positive things there. We talk a lot about being disciplined. It's a combination of playing with discipline but trusting your instincts and letting your talent take over when it can. And I think we've seen some of that.
I look back to Sunday and the Eagles are down 21-7, a time when some quarterbacks really kind of just start to hurry, and it didn't seem like his demeanor changed at all. What was it like?
Yeah, no, it really didn't. On the sideline, there was no change in demeanor. And really the whole offense, you just felt like we just felt confident that we were going to continue to play well, get back in the game. Our defense, we just knew that the defense was going to shut them down in the second half, and, we had to just keep moving the ball and scoring. So, in particular, I think Carson showed me a lot, for the first time of kind of being down and fighting back to get in it.
Through four games, offensive line, give me the grade. Give me the analysis.
I think it's above average. I think it's good. I think the offensive line has played well. I think we've protected well. We've had a few little slip-ups here and there. And then in the running game, I just really think that we're making good progress there.
Frank, at wide receiver, a lot of receivers in and out, using them in different roles. Dorial Green-Beckham is somebody who I know the fans are really interested in. As you look at him, what do you see in terms of his growth?
I see a guy who is just more and more, he's a guy who's very comfortable in his own skin, knows who he is, and he's a big play guy, but that doesn't mean you're throwing deep to him all the time. For instance, this last week, we told him Saturday night, hey, one of the big plays we want you to make in a game, we're going to throw you a little smoke screen. And the big play is you're going to run over that 190-pound DB because you weigh 230 pounds. Mm-hmm. And you saw him do that a couple times. And, those are good, easy completions. But when you get a mismatch, he's doing stuff like that. And then we'll continue to find ways to get him the ball down the field.
Speaking of getting the ball in the hands of playmakers, I remember talking to you in the spring, and you were so excited about the idea of Darren Sproles in this offense and using him in a variety of ways. How's that gone?
Yeah, it's gone as expected, and but you still want to get him even more involved. Just because you've seen the screens that he's made big plays on, coming out of the backfield, scrambling, big runs, obviously ran the ball very well. So what you love most about Darren is the way he practices. He's such a team player, but then you get the ball in his hands, and he's an exciting player, when he has the ball in his hands.
Washington, the opponent on Sunday, the NFC East begins. Joe Barry is their defensive coordinator. You know him from previous coaching stops. In general, what kind of concepts do the Redskins run?
They're a middle field closed team, meaning they want to kind of get some guys around the line of scrimmage, stop the run. They'll play they'll play the three deep zone, but they'll mix it up with enough man. And then Joe always has a little bit of Tampa too. He was back with Tony Dungy and that crew back in the day, so he's pretty well schooled in the old school Tampa too as well. So you got to be ready for that. But Joe is a very good defensive coach. I have a lot of respect for Joe. Really good football coach. I know those guys will be well coached, and it'll be a formidable challenge.
When you're studying and preparing for that, how far back do you go, Frank? Do you go back to that Tampa 2 stuff and watch it again, or do you watch just what he's done this year?
Yeah, obviously his last year, we watched some of that, and you got the first five games this year for Washington. So a lot of times what you do is, you know, you take five games is plenty this year. But then you want to find, you know, some situational stuff from last year. See if you can find a few extra tidbits, you know, third down, red zone, and some other areas that you go back and see you're trying to confirm things that you think. Sometimes you find it when you go back that far. Sometimes you don't. But you just always want to do the due diligence.
What's next for the offense, Frank? What do you want to see?
You know, we just win these close games. You know, when you to finish a game. When you get a chance to finish a game, you know, let's put it away. Let's have the opportunity to put it away. And let's have a dominant run game performance, you know, where we put up 150, 200 yards. That doesn't happen that often in the NFL, but I think we got the guys to do that.
Have teams started attacking Carson in any particular way now that they've gotten more tape on him?
No, I mean, you know, you've seen some teams try to pressure him a little bit. Some teams try to drop eight. This last week, you know, against Detroit, there was a key third down. They dropped eight, you know, and he found a really small window and made a big conversion. Another third down where he hit Jordan, it was cover one. It was kind of tight coverage. He made a big play right there. So teams are mixing it up. I think that's what they're going to do to him. They know he's a smart enough guy. You don't want to just try to do one thing. I think teams will continue to mix it up.
It's weird calling him a rookie. I mean, he just doesn't do things that rookies normally do.
Well, you know, we need to keep it that way. You know, we need to keep it. That's not something you take for granted. It's a commitment every day out of practice. And then it's got to carry over to the game. And again, it's about understanding the position is utilizing the talent around you and understanding the circumstances in the game. You know, when the defense is rolling, when you can play a little bit more conservative, when you have to take the shot, try to create something. And I think so far he's shown that good balance of how to mix those two together.
Frank Reich, offensive coordinator, thanks for joining us. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, Dave.